With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and very pleased now to be joined by the Lynn English High School football coach, Chris Carroll. Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Nice to be back. Nice to be talking football.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I talked with Coach Vaughn earlier this morning, and you guys, the bad and sad news is that Lynn, Lawrence, is still in the red zone, so you haven't been able to get the kids out on the field. What have you been doing, Coach, to talk with your team?
You know, we've been doing a lot of Zoom calls, really communicating, you know, whether it's as a team collectively or, you know, individually, with some of the kids as much as we can, just to, you know, keep the team together and, you know, talk football. But for the most part, team Zoom calls a couple times a week, you know, split in a couple different groups, whether it's line and, you know, skill groups or, you know, individual positions. Just to keep going and talk football and, you know, from a wide range of topics. And alongside football, just making sure the kids are okay from the, you know, Lynn's a complete virtual school, you know, the way the schools are right now, completely virtual. So making sure that they're keeping up with their academics and just, you know, casual check-ins along with the football stuff.
You know, Coach Vaughn was mentioning that very same thing about sort of overseeing and if kids needed help and stuff like that. You know, this is a brand new tool and technique that I'm sure you guys are going to be able to use more sparingly in the future, hopefully. But did you find that the kids, when you're on the field, sometimes, you know, your leaders will sort of they'll assert themselves, they'll work with other kids, they'll talk to other kids, they'll encourage them or yell at them, whatever the case might be. Did your kids have a chance to do that when they're doing these Zoom meetings? Do they have a chance to sort of communicate with each other?
You know, they do, and there is interaction. But when it's like the teaching, from my experience, from when it's a teaching point and I'm teaching on a screen, mm-hmm. whether we're installing our base defenses or, you know, whatever we're doing, you see the leaders come through and answer a lot of the questions,
mm-hmm.
You know, and to the point where sometimes I have to say, okay, I want, you know, a linebacker give me this answer, but I don't want to hear from, you know, person A because
yeah.
I know that they know at this point, and then that kind of, like being called on in school, right?
Yeah.
Now you're kind of up against it and you have to do it. But what I found was the more we did it and the more we reviewed, the more comfortable the kids became, because I have to recognize that this isn't college where you're used to these whiteboard sessions all the time, although we do whiteboard before practice, not so much in a remote setting like this. So the kids had to get comfortable and then realize that it's a very friendly environment. We're here to learn, we're here to teach, and we're talking football. That's what I really kept saying to the kids. Any chance we get to talk football is a good thing for us right now. So, yes, I think the leaders would speak up and say, you know, come on, guys, somebody else jump in and answer this.
Mm-hmm.
And they would assert themselves when they need to if somebody was stuck with something. So I was overall pleased. I do find that I found some leaders, some were expected, some maybe not so expected, through these Zoom calls with attendance, with participation, and with encouragement of their teammates.
Yeah, it's funny how things work, and you learn new stuff, and I know there's stuff you're putting in your notebook that you're going to be able to use when you get back to your regular practices, so that, you know.
Well, absolutely. I think that, and there's no substitution for being together on the field. So,
yeah.
You know, I think that's the obvious, right? There's walking someone through something, showing them, working drills, nothing that's going to substitute that. But I think moving forward, something we would institute is, some of this whiteboard stuff that you can do remotely, where you don't have to be together at the school. I think there's a lot of benefit to that, with kids having to answer questions and see things in the perspective of, you know, right in front of them and not so much on the field. They get more of a big picture sense, I think.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's and yeah, you can have you know, share screens and all this other stuff. I hadn't thought about that. That's cool. And you can show different stuff, techniques and videos, all that stuff. The one thing, Coach, that is so troubling right now to me as a former teacher is, you know, it started back in the springtime when seniors missed out on so much stuff, and I was thinking, well, okay, it's by fall we'll be back to normal. Well, we're not back to normal, and there's that added stress as a coach, as a teacher, as a parent. There's that added stress you have as a leader in trying to get the kids to get something out of this. In other words, if this were a normal time, they'd be having the, you know, your Thanksgiving preparation today for tomorrow. So you sort of have to almost build in something, some kind of a new tradition or something or other. So is there some counseling going on also that you're doing with the kids, maybe directly or indirectly?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, it can vary. It varies from kid to kid. You know, a lot of kids, and I think this is really being felt right now, if, you know, on social media, in the papers, with Thanksgiving approaching, they're, especially the seniors, they're feeling like they're missing out on their senior year Thanksgiving Day game. A lot of these kids, they came up through youth football and Pop Warner, so they've been going to this game since they were 8, 9 years old. Their parents might have played this game. They look forward to this game. And even though you played in it as a freshman, sophomore, or junior, it's a little bit different as a senior. So there's some counseling going on right there. There's not much I can say. I'm very honest with them, and I tell them, I feel for you, right? As much as, you know, me as a coach is missing tomorrow, those seniors don't get tomorrow back. If we play Lynn Classical in April, it's going to be great to play football. That's what I talk to them about. But I'm not going to say that it's the same as playing them at 10 o'clock on Thanksgiving morning. That's a pretty hard substitution.
Yeah, that's for
sure. There's some counseling there. But there's other types of counseling going on, too. I think, you know, you have some juniors who are, you know, who have college football in their plans. And you have to talk to them about that. And there's, you know, how do you go about that? And it's just, you can only, the thing I always tell my kids is you can only control what you can control. So do your part in what you can control, and the rest will fall into place. You know, you have to believe that. I have to believe that. And the kids have responded well to that. Their attitude has been pretty good. I think at the end of the day, the non-football has put things in perspective for a lot of them. I'm not going to have a hard time motivating kids at practice come February 22nd. I'll tell you that much right now. They've realized how much it means to them to be out there. In the Zoom calls, there is some joking around, and, you know, you got to keep it a little bit lighter. And so there's some joking around when we start the conversation off, which I think is good. These kids aren't around each other to see each other's faces, to joke around. I think it's good for them. And that's really, outside of the X's and O's, I'm really happy with that kind of participation from the kids, to see them in good spirits.
I'm glad to hear that, because I think every time I talk with kids from any school in any sport, I always come away with a feeling, okay, we're in good hands. These kids are going to save us from ourselves. So it's good to hear that, Coach. I appreciate it. You know, your experience at Lynn English as a student, as a player, now as a coach, can you reflect on that a little bit with me about your first Thanksgiving Day memory, you know, going over to Manning Bowl or Manning Field, whichever it might have been, and playing Lynn Classical?
So I can tell you, you know, my my father was a coach at Lynn English, and he coached football, basketball, and baseball while I was there and previous to me being there. So my first memory, I can remember being at the old Manning Bowl, of course, on the English side. I was probably 5 or 6 years old. I don't know how old. But being way up there watching, and you know, a stadium that was completely filled. This is probably, you know, this is probably in the mid-90s. So that's my first memory, and I just always thought, you know, I was in a water boy at Lynn English, and then I played at Lynn English. My first memory as a player was as a freshman. I was fortunate to start as a freshman and play, and we had an upset victory over Classical. And you don't forget those games. I mean, I remember being out there at 14 years old, and it was just amazing to come full circle and remember being up in those stands as a young kid and then being on the field right now as, you know, probably the youngest kid out there. And then as a senior, not wanting to leave the field the last Thanksgiving Day game. And it's really tough, and then not wanting to leave the locker room because, you know, college football is amazing. I love my college football experience, but there's something different about playing in your hometown with your friends against your cross-town rival, which makes Lynn Thanksgiving very, very special. And it's always been special to me. I can't, you know, I've been going to Thanksgiving Day games for as long as I can remember. And now coaching in them and delivering that message and being a part of that as a coach, I'm much more, it's more nerve-wracking than it is playing or watching. Because when you're playing, you can actually do something about it, right? When you're coaching, you're putting your best effort forward and hoping your team's prepared, and it's and you feel proud to see the kids come through the program and, you know, partake in the game that so many others did before them, and then see them leave the field with that same appreciation after their last time that you did.
Wow.
It's a pretty surreal feeling, and you know, something that we take a lot of pride in.
Oh, thanks for sharing that. That's awesome. And you know, when I used to do Beverly-Salem games when I was at WESX, and then with MSO now we do Gloucester-Danvers games, but Bill Newell, Tim Kearns do your games. We always kept an eye on English Classical, and it was the God's honest truth that it didn't make any difference what your records were. I mean, one could beat 10 or 10 could beat one in your game.
Yeah, it's and it is. It really is the way it plays out, and it's always a hard-fought game, and you know, it's just the way the city and the way it's split, and you know, leading up to it, it's wherever you go, you know, that's the top of conversation. Someone's asking, hey coach. And it's pretty cool. Yeah, I gotta say, it is a pretty cool thing. You have your traditions, right? Tonight I should be doing the pregame dinner with all the alumni and the kids and the parents and the children and everybody like that. That should be happening tonight, and it's a whole week's worth of things, but it's pretty special, and I will say that.
I think, Coach, when this is all over, we're going to have a big celebration somewhere, somehow, or maybe many celebrations. And I think the best thing of all will be when we get to see these kids get back to some kind of a normal reality that they can enjoy and have exactly what you're talking about. I mean, from a first-year coach to coaches who have been around for 20 or 30 years, they have that same memory, that same feeling in the gut of going back to their high school days. It's just such an important experience.
It is. It really is. Especially if you're coaching in a town that you played in. You can really, you can experience. And even if you're not, it still holds the same thing. But, you know, I've been reading some articles, especially today, on coaches. I've been coaching now. This would have been my sixth Thanksgiving coaching. Some coaches are into their 30s. So to say tomorrow is going to be a little, not normal to wake up and not be going to the school at 6:30, to actually be at Thanksgiving dinner on time. You know, those are things that I think, as a high school football coach in Massachusetts, you're not used to. There's an appreciation for that, certainly is, more time with the family. But for the kids, you do really feel for them. And I really agree with what you said. I hope that someday soon we're able to celebrate them back on the field or them back in the classroom or all of it together.
Yes, yes.
And some type of normalcy.
Yes, absolutely. And, I'm having the same withdrawal thing here, because Wednesdays and Thursdays, I mean, I've been covering high school football since 1978, so I'm never home on a Thanksgiving morning, just as the coach is in LA. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I think, Coach, finally, a couple of quick questions here. Number one, with all due respect, and this is meant with tongue firmly in cheek, do you use Coach Vaughn as a motivating factor for your kids, where he is he's got his feet more or less in both schools? You know, he's an English alum, and he's leading classical right now, and I know from his perspective he has great respect for both schools and all the coaches.
No, I don't think so. I mean, and if I'm being completely honest here, me personally, I played for Coach Vaughn. He was my offensive coordinator when I was at Lynn English. I kept in touch with him through my college days, and I have a great deal of respect for Coach Vaughn and the effort he puts in every single day coaching. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for classical and the athletic program there. I have friends there, et cetera, et cetera. So mm-hmm. I don't think using Coach Vaughn, you know, with his English roots, that there's no additional motivation factor in that regard for our program on Thanksgiving. Outside of maybe a little personal between me and him and the fact that he was my coach and I played for him, and I think that probably goes both ways. But no, it's the utmost respect, and there's not a whole lot more motivation you got to do than just the English and classical in its own.
Gotcha. And the other thing is you've got such a fantastic venue now that the new, and it's still brand new, even though it's been around, the new Manning Field is just a great place to go watch a football game.
Oh, it is. And it's really something special. Richie Avery, who is the fields director in Lynn, does such a tremendous job. And when you look up at 5 and you look up at about 10 a.m. at Thanksgiving, then you look after halftime too, and you see all the people surrounding the field and the stands full, you know you're part of something special. And it's a lot of fun playing on Manning Field, and it's a great, great venue. It really is.
We have a lot to talk about, Chris, down the road, because you guys are embarking on a new adventure. It's going to be really weird for me personally. I moved to Massachusetts in 1965, and classical and English have always been among Gloucester's rivals in the NEC. But you're still right where you are. We're still going to broadcast your games from up there in that press box. And I do want to talk about that down the road, and I do want to talk about your kids, you know, the names of your kids and captains and so on. But we'll leave that for another day.
Absolutely. I look forward to that conversation whenever you want. But, yeah, there is still a lot to talk about. And hopefully we're talking about fall, too, pretty soon. That would be a good thing.
That's what I'm counting on, man. This thing is going to get better. I wish you and your family a very happy and safe Thanksgiving, Chris, and I thank you very much for taking the time today. And we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Same to you, and thank you for all the coverage, as always.
I appreciate it, Coach. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. That is Lynn English High School football coach Chris Carroll.